Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
I mean, it's what we're supposed to do. You know, we got to make those plays. So we're not in those positions. You know, 14-0, we're feeling pretty damn good about ourselves. You know, we haven't been in the head by two scores yet and two drives, two touchdowns, starting fast for the third straight week. But, you know, I just didn't play great. And we kind of lost our rhythm, had too many penalties and negative yardage plays and didn't make them pay when we had opportunities.
Accountability from your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. When he was on the field with, who was it, Washburn or whoever, after the game, he also said he sucked. But you know what? Last year, the Steelers didn't score a single touchdown on an opening drive. They've now done it in two out of the last 3 weeks. They kicked a field goal on the opening drive against Seattle, so points to start every game for the offense. That is a huge step in the right direction from where it was last year. The Steelers are also second in the entirety of the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage at 87.5%. And, oh yeah, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, also has two game-winning drives for the Steelers, who are 2-1, and unlike Baltimore, found a way to win a game where maybe they shouldn't have won. So the question is, has Aaron Rodgers lived up to your expectations through three games? Has he exceeded them? Has he been exactly what you thought he was going to be? I actually think he's been better than what I thought because he's got pretty much zero help around him. And that included, up until Sunday, the defense.
Yeah.
He probably came here thinking, look, I don't got to be perfect because the defense is going to help win some games. And they did on Sunday, but they had in the first couple. 412-928-9370. And you are where on Rodgers, Mr. Rodgers, not the sweater-wearing one?
I mean, I'm pretty high on him.
Yeah. And you were coming in, too.
Yeah, I was coming in. I knew that his arm was still there. Obviously, his brain was still there. I was just worried about how he could move and elude guys in the pocket. And I think that that's a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. So, yeah, I'm pretty high on him. Just got to get some help.
Seriously, man. And one of the things that isn't going to show up in PFF grades and is tough to discern exactly what is happening on the film is, how much bad stuff is he getting them out of? How much good stuff is he getting them into?
A lot, probably.
You know, that first game against the Jets, it was, well, he didn't make any big-time throws as charted by PFF. Oh, okay, he threw to the open guy. Now, the throw to Robert Spillane was bad. There were a couple of turnover-worthy plays in this Seattle game, and that all factors in. But you're 2-1, and in those two wins, he's got game-winning drives and led you down the field to score a touchdown to start things off. I think he's been pretty damn good given the circumstances. How about you? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Bill in West Mifflin. Hi, Bill. Bill, hello.
Hello?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, I didn't even talk to anybody even took my call. I didn't even get my name out. I'm surprised you knew it. But anyhow, I'm just, I don't know what you guys are all worried about. End of year last year, you're talking about I think it was you guys. I'm not sure about, you know, you're hoping maybe for not a great season so you could pick up a quarterback. And I know we got Rodgers, but, you know, if it don't turn that way, we gave it a shot getting Metcalf, Rodgers, and if we have a losing season, we gave it a shot. We, you know.
I'm not going to be happy with a losing season, Bill, but I believe that they have a good plan. Like, I can agree insofar as that.
Plan for what?
Let's see what we can do this year with Rodgers and Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and not trade any draft picks. They got 13 next year. You take a swing at it with Rodgers. You see what happens. And then if you stink, you draft a quarterback in round one. If you don't stink and you're around 18 to 22 and you've been kind of where you've been, you trade draft picks and you go get your franchise quarterback.
That's interesting you say that, because plans usually have a tendency to alter. I think that their plans are slowly altering for next year. Not maybe the finality of the plans, but the structure of the plans, because I don't like any quarterback that's coming out this year. Who's a franchise quarterback you're willing to package picks up to trade up for?
Today?
Yeah.
Martinez from Indiana. He might be it, man. He might be it.
Mendoza?
Yeah, whatever his
name
is.
Martinez. Oh, my. I saw him play last year against Pitt. He was at Cal.
He was at Cal. I saw him, too.
He's having a good year, but, like, is he a guy that you want to trade up for?
I called him Martinez.
Martinez, of course. You're going to trade up for Fernando?
I think Drew Aller's been not great compared to the expectations.
Arch
has been horrific.
Kubnik?
Well, okay, just hold on.
I'm just saying.
Hold your horses.
I'm just saying those plans are.
Klubnik's been ass. Sellers hasn't been great. Garrett Nussmeier's been okay, but Brian Kelly was getting asked about the offensive performance when they played against Florida at home the other night. None of these guys have bathed themselves in glory. The kid out at Arizona State went and lost on the road in the SEC to Mississippi State, which really can't happen when you're a favorite to win a Power 5 conference like they were coming into the season. You're right, man. None of these guys have looked great through 3 weeks. And Manning, by the way, he's been so bad that when he actually played well this week against UTEP, he's standing up over UTEP defenders. I mean, yikes.
I mean, you might not even have to trade up if you really want a quarterback in this draft.
It's early times yet, but you're right. You're right. If these guys all continue to play this way, we'll do the thing that happens every year. Three of them will get talked up as being the greatest thing since sliced bread. They'll be top 10 picks, and maybe one of them's actually worthy of it. And the other ones that you probably get if you don't move up in the 18 to 22 range, they're going to be a project. They're going to be the Jackson Dart, or they're going to be the Mac Jones, or they're going to be the Bo Nix. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't work out. But I think that's a fair counterpoint that you make. 4 weeks into the college football season, yeah, these guys have not. None of them have performed above expectation level.
We could literally be sitting here next year with another veteran quarterback that is the quarterback of the Pittsburgh
Steelers. Tua!
No.
I don't want him.
I'm just saying. Like, it's like, all right, Aaron Rodgers was like, all right, I'm actually done. I'm retiring. You don't feel great about trading up for a quarterback in this draft, but you do pick one for where you pick in the 20s or, you know, 19s, 20s. And then you're like, we have to find a veteran quarterback. Maybe it's Mason. Maybe Mason is the quarterback next year, and that rookie is sitting behind Mason. Like, we could that could be a real scenario going into 2026 Steelers football season.
That would be.
As it sits right now.
No good. Actually, because to get back to the original question, we can do whatever the hell we want. It's our show. I feel so good about what Rodgers has provided through 3 weeks. Two game-winning drives, the red zone percentage, the opening drive touchdowns, the leadership that he has displayed. And Bill Cowher was waxing poetic about Rodgers' leadership after the game on CBS on Sunday. I would take him. I would sign him tomorrow to be the quarterback next year. And I'd still draft one in round one. But that's the perfect scenario, is Rodgers plays and whomever you draft
that is
sits behind him. But there's a lot there, right? There's a lot of tentacles to that. Does Rodgers want to come back? Is he going to even stay healthy all this season? The offensive line has not been very good. The defense has not been what he probably thought he was signing up for, where he's got to be a main reason why they're winning games. And the draft class, you're right, has been bad up to this point.
I mean, if they don't love somebody in this draft, do they have to draft a quarterback?
I don't think you draft one just to draft one.
Exactly.
Yep. Hey, maybe you go pay Daniel Jones after the season.
I think the Colts will do that.
Marcus Mariota do anything for you?
No.
Tyrod Taylor?
No.
These are all the free agents. Zach Wilson?
No.
Kenny Pickett?
No.
Mitch Trubisky?
No.
You don't want to do that again?
Mm-mm.
Josh Johnson?
No.
Malik Willis?
No.
Bridgewater?
No.
Minshew? Tommy DeVito? Sam Howell? Jake Browning? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put a pin in that. Has Rodgers exceeded expectations for you through three games? Bobby in McKeesport next up. Hi, Bobby.
Yes, how you doing? Thank you, guys, for taking my call.
Yep.
And, guys, I just want to say Aaron Rodgers is doing a hell of a job, fellas. We got to say, it's only been three games. If it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers, we'll be 0-3.
I agree with that.
He's the most consistent player since the start of the season, I believe. And you think if it wasn't for Caleb Johnson with the stupid play, he would have went down there and another game-winning drive. What's the last time that the Steelers was leading a passing leader in the beginning of the season, the first three games? So I'm very excited about how the year is going, and I just wish – I don't know. First of all, I'm just happy that we have Aaron Rodgers, because when it's late in games, we could put the ball in his hands and he can make decisions, because I love Tomlin, but he's not the best caller when it comes down to the end of the game. I'm just so happy we got Aaron Rodgers. He can make those calls.
Bobby, sorry to interrupt. Yes, did you want Rodgers or not before the season?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever been. And now that we get down there, they always say defense, that. It's the NFL. When it comes down to the NFL, all you need is one stop. You can have 1,000 yards. All we need is one stop. And I believe we have the defense to make a one stop. And we just need one drive, and that's Aaron Rodgers. And I believe it's going to be a great season this year, fellas.
Thank you, Bobby.
So, yes, sir. And I just believe everybody, just stay calm, relax. Aaron Rodgers got us. We back, fellas. We back. All we got to do is get into rhythm, because we never – at the beginning of the season, you never want to be the best version of your team. At the end of the year, you always got to be the best version of yourself. So with the coaching that Tomlin has, I believe he's going to stay him right. As long as – we keep the ball into Aaron Rodgers' hands. He's most safe with the football. Other than that, fellas, we protect the ball. We stay healthy. We have an excellent shot. And thank you for your call.
Thank you, Bobby. It's weird where we are. It really is. Like, you don't have to agree, because I know we had a disagreement about this yesterday, but you can make the argument that they wouldn't have a win if not for Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into the year, there were a lot of people that didn't want Rodgers and thought that they were going to have to win in spite of that guy, the way he played with the Jets.
Right.
And now you got scores on your first three games on your first possession. You've got great red zone numbers. He's making checks at the line of scrimmage. It's just wild how these first 3 weeks have played out. Also, that caller, I thought, was done talking six times.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of times I thought he had petered out, but he was just taking a breath, and he had a second, third, and fourth wind right
there. He did.
So do you think Aaron Rodgers has exceeded expectations, met your expectations, underperformed your expectations? 412-928-9370. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jason LaConfora at the bottom of the hour. 920. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Jason LaConfora live from Baltimore in 15 minutes. The Ravens dropped one to the Lions last night. They are now 1-2. They had a lead in the third quarter and blew it, because that's what they do. Derrick Henry, a fumble in a third consecutive game. People on the text line making fun of me for calling Mendoza Martinez, and also for saying that Texas played UTEP last week. They did not. They played Sam Houston.
Yes.
My bad. They had played UTEP the week before. But
but I am nothing if not always chasing perfection, and so I'd like to apologize for that grievous error and mistake. Another text about our conversation about rookie quarterbacks for next year. John Mateer has been very good.
He has.
So John Mateer is flying up hypothetical draft boards right now, as is Mendoza, and then everybody else is falling. Everybody else is taking a step backwards, at least through the first month of the season. Drew Aller could take a big step on Saturday.
Or he could take a big both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Both ways.
I didn't say whether it would be a forward step or a backward step.
You didn't, but I thought you were alluding to forward step. You are alluding to forward step, because if he plays well against Oregon, that's a big... What?
You're right back there, Harry.
I got up to get some hand sanitizer. I thought the music bed was gone and stopped on its own, but it did not. It still had a few seconds left, so sorry.
How does hand sanitizer...
It doesn't. These are the only games that matter for Drew Aller, just to stick on that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You play Oregon, play Ohio State, playoff games against legitimate competition. And look, I don't want to take anything away from Boise last year or SMU, but they're clearly on a different plane of talent than those teams. And they hid him or he lost them that Notre Dame game. You look at the statistics. If he's going to be someone that I can get excited about as a potential Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback in the future, he needs to go out and he needs to be a reason why they beat a team like Oregon. Home, road, the Big Ten championship game, whatever. Go out there and play great. And last year, he played well in the second half against USC. He was really good. But it ain't your granddaddy or your brother's or your uncle's USC. Go out there and beat good competition.
Yeah.
For me to take you seriously.
Yep.
As for Rodgers, has he exceeded expectations? Has he met your expectations? Has he underachieved according to what you thought he would be? Tomcat, Mount Lebanon, next up. What up?
Hey, guys. Glad you kind of brought up the quarterbacks of the future in this year's draft class. Isn't it, in a way, kind of a blessing that maybe all these quarterbacks that we thought were going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are now going to go 17 to like 24. Look, I mean, I Klubnik, he looks bad, but let's say he had a
fourth down
evaluation.
Pass. Real quick, and I'll let you finish. I'm sorry. He had a fourth down pass against Syracuse that, I mean, it was so bad. Ooh. If I'm a Syracuse fan, I threw myself out of a window.
Mm-hmm. Syracuse fan?
Fan. I was throwing myself out of a window for celebration. I didn't tell you whether I was throwing myself out because I was happy or because I was mad. Yeah.
Well, let's throw Klubnik out. Let's say you love Lenoris Sellers and he's going to miss 6 games. You know, does that open the door for you to have your cake and go 9-8 and eat it too and get Lenoris Sellers? And think about like Arch Manning. We know he said he's not coming out, but we know the Mannings, their history, they will not allow a family member to go to a dumpster fire. Let's say Arch Manning has a mediocre year, Texas goes 9-3. Look, if the Steelers or Vikings or, I don't know, someone else.
Rams.
Steelers, Vikings, Rams are all 10-7 and are all picking 20th, and Arch is going to drop and like he can avoid the Dolphins, Browns, and Jets. Don't you think the Mannings start to think about that? I just think they could have their cake, eat it too, get a guy at 20th, go to the playoffs, and then what do they have, 2 seconds? You still need a tackle? Well, move up with your 2 seconds. Like, this could all work out perfectly
it
with
could,
all these
Tom
quarterbacks
Cat.
Being mid.
And I appreciate the call. I love that we're 3 weeks in. And I mean,
that's very valid, though.
It is. Here's the thing about Arch, though. If he's not playing well and they go 9-3, first of all, Texas will still make the playoff. And second of all, he'll go back to school next year.
Yeah.
Because he wants to be the number one pick. And they're going to want him to be the number one pick. And they're going to want him to be as finished a product as possible going into the NFL. So I actually think in Tomcat's scenario, Arch would go back to school.
Yes.
And maybe not even Texas, which would be another.
Tennessee.
Yeah, it could be Tennessee. Oh, could you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing. Guys like Sellers, even if he misses considerable time with injury or anything like that.
Wait, is he hurt or is that just a hypothetical?
He's banged up.
Okay.
But he could play, he could have the best combine and absolutely fly up draft boards. So we're still very early in the process based on what they're going to put on tape the rest of the year and based on all the other stuff that comes with it and Senior Bowl and all that. But through four games, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think you've had two risers and everyone else has underachieved.
Yeah, but if I'm picking, say, 20th and I'm the Steelers and all these guys are now on the board in my range, like that's a red flag to me because my evaluations before the seasons were these guys were going to be top 10 picks. So am I really in love with one of those guys that do fall? Why are they falling?
Yep.
Because of a performance. It's usually performance of the previous year in college football. So clearly if those guys are falling in the draft and they are around where the Steelers might pick, they've fallen because of their production.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there. And I think it's kind of, I think Tomcat was massaging that situation as a positive. I look at it the way you look at it.
Yeah. Like if like Aller goes out there and loses to Oregon, loses to Ohio State, and right now, like before the season, he was, you know, a top 10 pick. And now he's a top 25 pick because he can't win the big game. Like, do you really want, like, are you in love with him at 20?
Right. I would almost rather have to utilize next year's, the 2027 first, the 2026 first, move up for a guy who is consensus top 10. Like, the collective group think is these three guys you can't pass up on, and you move up and get that guy.
But other teams are thinking the same way.
Sure, no doubt. And so are you even going to have enough capital? We'll see. But there's going to be a lot of bad teams. Yeah. It's tough, and they're all going to be quarterback needy. So it's not a perfect spot that they're in by any stretch. But I would almost rather have to trade up and get a consensus this guy's can't miss than, oh, one of these quarterbacks fell to me at 22. Hooray.
Right.
Tremendous.
It's not, you know, I love the plan going into the season. And I loved our conversations of Aaron Rodgers coming back, drafting a quarterback, having him sit behind him, but you have to be really in love. And if this season of college football does still, you know, unravel the way that it has, it's going to get very interesting if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do I lure Aaron Rodgers back? Does he stay healthy all year? Do I even take a quarterback? I think that everything's on the table at this point, where a couple months ago it was like, yeah, they're taking a quarterback.
And Rodgers has been pretty good, as we've discussed, through three games. If the quarterback class, to your point, isn't good, if this continues all season and he stays healthy and plays well all 17 games and you are competitive in a playoff game or win a playoff game, conventional wisdom at that point might be, let's take something to help Aaron Rodgers win next year.
Yep.
So there's a lot to happen between now and then. Segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, is going to join us next. He'll tell us what the hell's going on with the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is Ravens having trouble reaching Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora? He's the host of the Odyssey original podcast In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. If he calls in, if he gets on the video stream, we will talk to him. If not, we will not. I was going to lead him off with a million different stats on the Ravens sucking and just let him go because I'm sure he's in a bad mood. Maybe that's why we don't have him today.
Probably.
Stayed up late watching his team lose. The Ravens have allowed 415 yards per game this season, Doran.
What's the Steelers?
Ooh! I should know that off the top of my head.
But you did. Sorry. Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. How many yards are the Steelers allowing? In a segment we like to call Google.
I think it's probably pretty close.
They are 386 a game.
Yeah.
Now, second worst, the New York Giants. They have been so bad defensively. They're giving up 405. Dallas. Also putrid defensively, 398 yards a game.
Oh, and the game against each other?
Yeah, those, I mean.
That game was.
That was an enjoyable watch.
It was.
Was it good football? I don't know. But it was definitely an enjoyable watch. Dallas-Green Bay this week. Is it this weekend or next weekend?
I think it's this weekend.
Going to be a lot of
points. It's this weekend, yeah.
A lot of points in that one.
Or Monday night or Sunday night, it's one of them.
The Ravens have allowed 4 rushing touchdowns in a home game. Now, for the first time in their 30-year history, they did that last night. The last time the Ravens had allowed a 95-yard touchdown drive in Baltimore was 2001. That's per ESPN. They allowed 2 last night. The Ravens' defense is 32nd in the league in success rate against the run. The Ravens have scored 111 points this season, the most through 3 games by a team with a losing record in NFL history. And Lamar Jackson is the first quarterback in NFL history with 9-plus touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and a losing record through 3 games. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
The Ravens have allowed the most points in the NFL this season, 97, tied with the Dolphins. And they're going to fire their coach. One more?
Yes.
The Ravens scored 104 points through 3 games. They are 1-2. They are the only team since at least 2000 to have scored 100-plus points through 3 weeks but have a losing record. The other 25 teams with 100-plus points through 3 weeks went 68-7. So that is to say the Ravens right now, they stink. But I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't know if they stink. I think, well.
Their defense has stunk. That's fair. And I thought Lamar held the ball a lot yesterday. Now, you need to see the all-22, but I would imagine that the Lions' secondary was playing pretty well in the game.
Yeah. Lamar seems like he's, and Derrick Henry, they seem like they're pressing. I feel like that they feel like that they need to win one this year. I could just tell on Lamar's face, he's not as cool, calm, and collected as he usually is. He's kind of like, you know, frowning every once in a while and kind of putting his head down and just doesn't seem like the same player that we've seen over the years. I feel like he's feeling the pressure of having to win one and press this year.
I'm with you on that.
Not that that has lost them football games. Not saying that that's the reason why. It just seems like that their language is different, their body language.
Well, and you saw Derrick Henry come off the
field.
Right.
You never see Derrick Henry do
no.
that.
No. And I think he's pissed at himself because that's now 3 consecutive games with a fumble. By my recollection, prepared to be way wrong on this. I don't think he started it super hot last year. Or am I wrong?
I think he did.
Okay. He might have like 200 yards in the first game.
I think he did.
Yeah. I'm going to look that up. What I do know for a fact is the Ravens defense was cheeks through the first half of the season last year. And so, were I a Ravens fan, I wouldn't exactly be panicking right now. Because you turned it around last season and played great defense down the stretch. But they got a huge one coming up at Arrowhead, dude. 4:25 Sunday. The Ravens are a 2.5-point favorite. One of those teams is going to wind up being 1-3. 412-928-9370. PJ and Shaler next up. Hi, PJ.
Hey, what's up? Hey, as far as Rodgers goes, he exceeded my expectations. Far exceeded them. And some of those passes were very, very good. You know what? Back up last night, just one of those runs by Detroit was more yards than the Steelers were getting in an entire game. But that's a fluke. Let's go back to Rodgers. I think if we can keep him healthy, if the offensive line doesn't get him killed, that he could be that franchise quarterback or 80% of that for the rest of the season.
Well, to your point, though, PJ, I don't think – and you hate to predict injuries or anything like that, but I don't think – if they can't figure out the running game, I don't know that Rodgers is going to play all season. Like, they need to be able to run the football. And I realize that the offensive line has stunk in pass protection. They cannot run the football. And you need to have the run. You need to be able to set up the play action. You need to give the other team something to think about. You need to keep them honest. And right now, their running backs are being hit on average negative 0.78 yards behind the line of scrimmage. That is horrendous. Which I think has been my word of the day.
Horrendous.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I was just looking at it.
First week last year. First week, 13 carries for 46 yards. Second week, 18 for 84. So he was pedestrian. And then it was 151, 99, 92, 132, 169, 72, 106, 140, 162, 147, 138. And I don't know if you guys recall, he was decent in that playoff game against the Steelers. Just 7.2 yards per pop. So I say all this, you want to pile on the Ravens now, and the Bengals don't have Joe Burrow, and so it would be easy to wake up today and feel pretty good about your Steelers. They're 2-1. They've won two AFC games. The game that they've lost is an NFC game. Hey, it's not a bad morning. However, a lot of people pronounced the Ravens dead last year, and they wound up winning the AFC North. And they're a drop pass away in the playoff game against Buffalo from going and playing in the AFC Championship. So I'm not writing off the Ravens just yet. Derrick Henry struggled early. These fumbles, he struggled early last year, figured it out. The Ravens defense, terrible early last year. They figured it out. Now, if they're 1-3, maybe we revisit the conversation on Monday. But they're not there yet. 412-928-9370. There's a football topic and a non-football topic I'd like to end the show with, one of which infuriates me to no end, and I think it might infuriate you, but I'm itching to get your opinion on it.
You're itching?
I'm itching.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Will you scratch that itch for me, Doran?
No. Yes. Yes. Sure. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. 2 hours away-ish from Mike Tomlin's weekly press conference. You can hear it right here on 93.7 The Fan. So we'll react to the most newsworthy things that Mike Tomlin says today on tomorrow's show. We got Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10, and then I'm off jumping on one of them steel tubes across the pond to go to Ireland, and I will miss you both very dearly.
Mm-hmm. Jumping on it? Wouldn't you be in it if you're in the air? Because if you were on it, you'd be outside.
You get on a moving train.
You get on a plane.
I think you get on a plane. I think you get in a car or a truck. You get on a boat. I'm happy we've had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I'm going to go get in the plane?
You get on it, but then you're in it.
You wouldn't say I'm on a plane? Yes, you would.
You say you're on a plane.
Yeah.
I'm on the plane.
I would never say I'm in the plane.
I'm getting off the plane.
I would never call you and say I'm in the plane.
Well, no, you said it then.
Now I'm going to get out the plane.
Right.
I would say off the plane.
Off the plane.
Off and on. Yeah. So don't you feel stupid.
Because you're walking onto the plane.
Correct. And I'm walking into my car.
Getting into your car.
You're getting in. Look at
that. I think, no, the way you said it, you're like, I'll be on the steel tube. I'm going to the steel tube. I'll be on it. So that's why it sounded weird to me.
Can we get this guy back on caffeine? He's way better on caffeine.
Yeah, he is.
All right, I got two stories for Ian's.
Okay.
Number one, what the hell's in the water in for the 49ers?
Oh, man.
Bosa injuries. Blows out his knee. He's out for the season. Clean tear of the ACL. They're already without Brock Purdy, who is at missed time with a toe and a shoulder injury. Juwan Jennings, been in and out of the lineup. Brandon Ayuk is on the physically unable to perform list. Still after last year's knee injury. You've got George Kittle on the IR. Patrick Taylor, Ben Bartsch, Spencer Buford. They're missing a whole bunch of guys, and that's what happened last year. Now, they're sitting at 3-0, but as we were talking about the teams that we'd feel better or worse about than the Steelers sitting here at 2-1, that is a 3-0 team. Shoes are about to come off.
Yep, because you know Christian McCaffrey is, I mean, knock on wood. I mean, he's as injury-prone as it gets, you know, he's about to start battling something.
Week one, he was battling the calf injury. Again. He popped up on the report. Right. It's like, what the? These guys can't have nice things. I think Shanahan's a wonderful coach, and he's going to get a lot out of it. And they sort of do the bad season, good season thing. So they're due for a good season, and mathematically, they're off to that great start. But you can only withstand so many injuries. Here's the other story. Do you see Bruce Pearl is retiring from Auburn?
Yes.
Did you see that his son is taking over?
I did not see that.
So, now the transfer portal window is open for all the players on the team. They have 30 days to decide whether or not they want to transfer. There are 40 days
39 now, until the start of the college basketball season. So an interesting and difficult time for him to step down. His son was named the interim coach for about 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
Then it was announced his son is going to be the head coach for the next 5 years.
Right.
Signed a 5-year deal.
Right.
That rubs me the wrong way.
Well, I read something. Could be wrong. But I read something where if you retire before, or if you retire during the season, like whenever the season starts, say it's one day the season has started, I guess. So the season has started for college basketball, right?
No.
It hasn't?
Not for 40 days. Well, I mean, they might be practicing.
I think they're practicing.
Okay,
so I think the actual season start, if you retire, and I could be wrong, so let's look this up and come back tomorrow.
I believe you.
If you retire once the season starts, you get to pick the next head coach.
Man.
That's what I read somewhere. Like he
that
was
could
able
have been
to,
in his contract.
That
yeah.
Would, yeah, it could be in his contract, but I read somewhere that he was, if he were to retire, he could pick the next head coach or be on the committee or whatever.
That makes some sense that it's his son, and just the blatant, obvious nepotism is crazy. Now, he, over the last 8 years or whatever, I mean, he's been as good a coach as Auburn has ever had in basketball.
Yep.
They are a truly elite basketball program under Bruce Pearl. And maybe people in Auburn are excited that his son's going to get to do it. But this guy hasn't coached, and now he gets to do it for the next 5 years. Why?
He wasn't on the staff?
He's on the staff.
Okay.
And so, okay, but it's because he came out of his dad, and that kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Texter writes, in a plane, because on the plane would be much too windy. Well said, Texter.
Yep.
Bang.
Hopefully not.
That was my point.
Doran, tomorrow, 5:40.
Yes.
We're going to do this thing again.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to it. Harry, a decent show by you. Fam Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 85% chance of rain today, the high is 75, low is 66.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.